It's Thursday. It's 4 o'clock. It's time to have a little bit of fun. You know, for years now, we've done a show, and we have a lot of local people on, and they come on. They usually promote something, and then I get to know them a little bit. We never just get to have guests on to talk about what they've done in life and the cool things and the places they've been and what they've done for the community as a whole. And we started that, trying it out in December, worked out pretty well. And now we get to on the march through it in January. Last week, our first one of the year, Millikan women's basketball coach Olivia Lett. Next week, we're going to get to know the new director of the Boys and Girls Club, Shamika Bond. And this week, we welcome in Andrew Chiligaris, who it's kind of Decatur everything, whether you're linked to the Lincoln Lounge in Lockstock or Macon County Title or whatever it might be. How you may know Andrew, the Chiligaris family. Welcome.
Hey, good to be here.
I guess I should turn your mic on. Bad start. How's it going?
Good to be here.
How long you been in Decatur?
I brought some treats for everybody in case anybody needs some nice Dell's popcorn.
Literally everybody. Like 17, 18 people could stop by.
Here's a quick tip, guests. When you're coming in, always a pleasure. Always great to bring in gifts. If it's Dell's popcorn, fantastic. Yeah. That's delicious.
Come on, get it. Last time I bought you a bottle of booze. I don't know if you had a chance to enjoy it.
Blade and bow, man. Not too bad. Yeah, it's pretty good. I wouldn't call it the smoothest one in the world, but did you polish off your bottle?
I'm about halfway through it, but it's a sipper. You know what I mean.
You're ahead of me. I'm not halfway through it. I kept mine here. End of a long night, you know. Mm-hmm. Have a little drink, you know, whatever it might be. When there's a million things to get done. You bar guy, link. How long have you been in Decatur?
Well, I was born in St.
Born
Mary's
here.
Hospital, yeah. And so the only
you
reason
you went away for a while, is that right?
Well, yeah. I think you need to. I think everybody needs to, you know, get out and get away, but I really didn't get far. I went to U of I for undergrad in Champaign, and then I went to St. Louis U for law school, and so I've always been in the Midwest, lived in Chicago for a little bit.
Were you a St. T guy?
I'm a St. T guy.
Okay. I don't even know that. I don't think I knew that for sure.
Yeah. They managed to put me on the football team for a couple of years, so I was happy about that. But
I don't see you at St. T games, though.
Well, you know,
get there very often.
What's funny is, you know, I still have a memory. See, I've got a good memory, so I still remember my high school days. So every time I go there, I think I got to go to class, or I didn't finish something, or I'm in trouble for somebody. Or so.
Who did you play football for?
So it was Coach Craig when I was
okay.
There. And we had a great team, and we went to state my first year, and just had a. It was a great experience all around.
Yeah. What would that have been about? Like,
you remember
90?
Bundy, Coach Bundy?
Craig Bundy?
Craig Bundy.
Absolutely.
When I was first there.
He's calling offense at MacArthur now.
Yeah, he is.
He went away for a while and came back.
I graduated 86.
86.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're dating you there.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm proud of it.
But it shocks people because you know you don't look or act like your actual age.
Well,
you have fun in life. You have a lot of fun in life.
Yes, that's important.
We went to St. Louis one night, and you were like, dude, I'm 50. I was like, the night is just beginning. But
that was a fun night, though.
It was a good night.
Timberlake, that's right.
Gosh. Yeah, phenomenal show.
Talk about someone with energy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
He doesn't stop.
Yeah, the whole show. That's why you get your money's worth out of guys like him. Ed Sheeran, too, if you ever see him. He plays the whole show. He plays every musical note the whole show.
Ed Sheeran's great, too. But JT, man, you know what I like? I like to see him on Fallon. Of course, that's TV.
Oh, yeah.
That's TV.
That's
the reason I agreed to do this, you know, TV adds 10 pounds, right?
Yeah.
Radio is it?
Radio adds 60.
It's 60?
Yeah, I'm not this heavy. Yeah,
I thought it was like 3 to 5.
But. Yeah, it's too bad. So we got you back here. So you went to SLU.
Yeah.
So is that where the Blues fandom, the St. Louis fandom started, or were you already there?
Well, I am a big St. Louis Blues fan, but that didn't really start at law school. By that time, I was already a Blues fan.
Gotcha.
That started, okay, so I'm old. We grew up old school.
Okay.
We played hockey outdoors when I started hockey. I was 6.
On ice?
On ice.
Wow.
In Fairview Park.
Okay.
You mean the pavilion that they have?
Yeah.
Well, that used to be an ice rink.
Really? Oh, I did know that. I did know that.
There was no walls.
Yeah.
The hockey walls and the glass, and then it was just the park.
Gosh.
So the wind would come through and everything, and we'd literally freeze. Guys would freeze. They'd have frostbite on their toes. And
this is grade school, high school? Or
this is 7, 8, 9, so I was like, you know, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, and then they finally built the Civic Center and you know, I still had 3 or 4 toes left and a couple fingers. So, you know, we moved over to there. But that was a cold rink. We started there. And St. Louis used to bring up what they called the Blues Caravan. And that was a thing back in the, you know, the 80s where the teams would go around and they'd go to all the youth hockey groups and they'd bring stickers and, you know, it might sign your stick or bring something. And I used to put those blue stickers all over every book I had and folder. You remember your Trapper Keeper?
Sure, sure.
Do you have a Trapper Keeper?
I did.
Well, it was on there. I stuck it. My mom hated them. It was on, I think there's still one on my childhood bed that she couldn't pick off. But so, you know, they kind of indoctrinate you. And the players used to come, too. Now, the Blackhawks used to make a Blackhawks caravan every once in a while.
Okay.
But the Blues came more frequently. And
they just don't do that stuff anymore.
And, you know, they don't.
No.
They're too busy doing other stuff like carrying the cup around and taking it to their house and filling it up with Cheerios. But that's what you do when you win a Stanley Cup, man. You eat margaritas out of the cup. And have you seen any of these videos?
Oh, yeah.
These guys are going crazy with this cup.
Yeah, like, who's in charge of cleaning this thing?
Well, they got a guy.
They're supposed to clean it for the next guy? They got a guy to clean it for the next guy.
The guy's standing right there. He's like the cup guard. I'll show you a picture because I was lucky enough to get close enough.
Because everybody gets to take it home for 24 hours. Is that how it works?
Well, yeah. Everybody gets to, you know, have it for a day. And, the guys from Canada, which a lot of them are, you know, they fly it on a plane with them to Canada.
Yeah.
And they trout it around their high school, you know, four
Absolutely.
People. And
there's nothing. That's the biggest thing in hockey is to have the cup, right?
That's it, man.
It's got every champion listed on it, which is, you know,
it's amazing to see up close. I got to touch it. Colton Parenko was holding it for the parade down there after they win. You know, they had that parade.
Yeah,
basically shut the city down, and I went bonkers for a good week.
Yeah, well, you went to Boston to see him win, right?
Well, I wasn't there for the final game. No,
oh, that's right.
So I did travel with them when they had the finals, the playoffs.
Yes.
And went to a game in Dallas for the first round, and then they played San Jose in the second round, and then they played Boston.
You went to San Jose.
Yeah.
I knew you went west.
Yep.
So that's when they clinched to go.
That's when they clinched.
Okay.
And then the final game, though, the people were going so crazy that they opened up the stadium, and you could sit in your season tickets, and they put it on the Jumbotron.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was almost like being at the game but not being at the game, but all the people that you'd watch the games with were there. And then they opened up the, you know, Busch Stadium.
Oh, that's right.
If you want to talk nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, that city, I was like, well, where do I want to be if they win? Do I want to be in Boston?
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be great. You're going to have your Blues shirt on. You're going to be ducking for cover because exactly. You will get your butt kicked.
Because it's Boston. Boston.
Oh, they're
Philly.
Serious. Yeah. They're, these guys are serious.
Absolutely.
So I was like, well, no, I think I'd rather be in St. Louis. And if we win, then I can just, you know, party with half a million other guys that are in St. Louis. So that's what happened.
Is that the craziest crowd you've been in ever after that?
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes
been any Cardinal champion
at the Lincoln
crowd?
Lounge on a good Saturday, you'll get a crazy crowd. But that one was people were just nuts, and it's an exhausting process. If you really follow it, if you're not one of these, you know, fly by night or put on a Blues cap when they're winning or put on any other team cap when they're winning and watch the last two or three games of the play. I watched most of the entire season. And so it's a process. And everybody was just exhausted.
Which is why you feel so connected to it and why you do party. Because I felt like that in 16 with the Cubs. You know, you watch a lot of games. You get committed. You watch it. Now, unable to be a season ticket holder, but go up to a couple. And you just feel more connected that way as a fan.
Yeah, well, you don't even need to be a season ticket holder.
No.
When you watch that many games on TV or listen to it on the radio like my mom used to do, you know, the Cubs especially, you know, you feel a little invested.
Sure.
And then it's more of a release than, you know, but there's a lot of people there, you know, that were exhausted. There was a lot that wasn't. It was just a crazy city. And it was a wonderful celebration. I mean, you see things on TV where they're turning over cars and lighting stuff on fire and looting the liquor store.
Ruin it for everybody. Philadelphia people ruin it for everybody. I'm telling you.
They did. They have ruined it for everybody.
They have.
Yeah. And that did not
happen. They booed Santa.
It didn't happen in St. Louis. I don't even think they had a call. I mean, you know.
People, right.
We know how to do it. All right. Let me just tell you right now. St. Louis knows what they're doing.
Yeah, and they're going to know what they're – hopefully they know what they're doing again.
I know it was a bit – you mentioned the Lincoln Lounge. How big of a deal was it for you to become an ownership of that? You know, just the family connection to it.
Well, that was really –
Take me to the beginning, by the way. And then we'll – then answer that.
Yeah.
How many Chilligarrises have owned it?
Well, only Chilligarris has owned – you know, my grandfather started it.
Okay.
So my grandfather comes from Greece when he's 16, just turned 16.
Okay.
And it was during a very, you know, war torn period in Europe at the time.
Yeah.
And he had five older brothers and sisters, and he was going to, you know, they were farmers.
Okay.
And there's only so much land you could inherit.
Okay.
And they grew grapes. They made wine
okay.
in this section of Greece. And
cool.
he decided that, you know, he needed to go because he knew he wasn't going to inherit it. He didn't want to go. He didn't have any real money. I think he came over. You know, it's a classic story.
Yeah.
He's an immigrant. He came over with no money. He came through New York. He talked to somebody that said, oh, there's work in Chicago. So he got on train and went to Chicago with okay. what he had. And then he met some more Greeks.
By himself. Nobody comes with him.
By himself. They said, well, more Greeks told him, oh, there's work in this city to the south called Decatur. And he hopped on another train and came to Decatur.
Really?
And that's how he wound up here.
Wow.
You know?
What was the work he was doing? Farming work maybe at first? Or
no, actually he was...
Industry?
Well, you know, Decatur at the time was a hub of railroads. And one of the main industries was the coal mining.
Okay.
And there was a lot of coal mining. So you had a lot of immigrants and other workers that were here with the coal mines. And so he set up downtown in a shop that kind of took care of these people because a lot of them lived right around the corner here. I mean, sure. they all lived above these buildings that we're in now. They lived here. There were flop houses. There were houses that you could rent by the day. And then you got on the bus and went down to Bemen or Stonington or wherever the mine was and you worked. And then you came back and they needed to be fed. And they needed to be, you know, their clothes cleaned and their hats. All the gentlemen wore hats then.
Yeah.
And so they had their hat blocked and they had, you know, they wanted to play pool. So he got to working for some people that had where the lounge is.
Okay.
And it used to be a pool parlor.
Okay.
And a hat block.
Really?
And a shoe shine. He worked there for 5 years and then he saved up enough money that he wanted to buy the business. And then after Prohibition, he put in he was the first liquor license indicator.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm, my grandfather. Fourth one in the state of Illinois.
What made him go with, was it Lincoln Lounge from the beginning?
It was always Lincoln Square
Lounge. He named it that, yeah.
That area is called Lincoln Square.
Lincoln Square, okay.
It's because he, you know, made some speeches there and things of that nature. And yeah. the old courthouse used to be right
got
there.
The, yeah, right across the street is the statue.
So it was the Lincoln Square Cafe. It was the Lincoln Tavern. It was the Lincoln Theater.
Theater, yeah.
And then, it's always been the Lincoln Square Lounge. He started it. He worked every single day there for the rest of his life. I'm not even sure. I think he went back to Greece maybe once, but he didn't really vacation.
Yeah.
He didn't even have a driver's license, I don't think. He used to walk down West Main Street to work or someone would see him and pick him up. And as a child, I just remember going in there and he's there. And he's behind the counter, and he'd give us a sandwich. And if we were lucky, it was ham and cheese. And if we were unlucky, it was that Braunschweiger stuff. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
But that used to be a thing.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, all the gentlemen used to eat, like, Braunschweiger and Havarti cheese
still
or
is.
Something.
Really?
Heinkel's.
You can get it from Heinkel's, yeah.
They love that. And people swear by it. I don't understand.
Yeah, those.
Well, I can,
some
like,
people.
Even talking about it, I can taste the taste. I don't know if any listeners can relate. I can taste that taste in my mouth.
Sure.
But that's when on the end, and then you knew you're bad. You go walk in, you get a Braunschweiger sandwich, you're like, oh my God, I've been bad. I did something. And I used to be bad. So I remember, you know, ruining his hedges, and I used to run over his flowers with the lawnmower because I was in charge of mowing his grass. And then I got Braunschweiger. And if I was good and, like, clean stuff up, I got ham and cheese and maybe a bottle of pop. So.
Yeah, and then you'd go skate in the cold months over at Fairview Park.
That was torture, too. But, you know, hockey's been a great thing.
Did it go to George after your grandpa?
Okay, so then when my grandfather had two sons, he had Jim and George, my dad George, Dr. George. And my dad was the eldest, and so he asked my dad, hey, you know, I got two kids. You're the oldest. I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want to run the business or would you like to go to school? And he thought about it. My dad said, well, I think I'll go to school. And he went to Milligan.
Okay.
And then he became a doctor. And Jim said, I'll take the business. It worked out perfect because they were both well suited for what they picked. And my uncle Jim ran the business after that.
Okay.
And he brought in cousin George from Greece.
Okay.
My grandfather's brother's son.
Okay.
Came from Greece. That was George with the accent.
Yes.
Chris and Kostaiki's father.
Yes.
And he's just made for the bar. I don't know if you remember him or if you don't.
Oh, yeah. That's the beginning of me. Well, I also went to school with Chris. So we were the same. We went to Mound together. We didn't go to high school together. But so he was the life of the party everywhere he went.
He was just one of those characters that as soon as you met him, you loved him. And people would come just to see him. And, you know, and he'd walk in and he'd always give you, Eric, where have you been? Yeah, you know, he had a thick Greek accent.
Oh, you just little kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know, like, I can't tell the whole story on the air about George, but it's linked to the lounge, and I might not have been that old, but I worked at the Herald and Review, and he was like, you went to school at Cliffstuff. I go, do I need to leave?
Yeah.
And then he cussed at me and said, no, sit down.
Shut up.
I mean, he was just, his And I did go, you know, knowing Chris and Kostaki, I went to his visitation, which is the longest visitation that I think I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Because that's how amazing
so many people
of a guy
loved him.
It seemed like he was. Yeah. So I mean, and then we find ourselves in Kostaki, and Chris did it for a while, and then now you come along, get a little, and kept it in the family.
Well, yeah, that's it. Needs that was.
You think one day you'd own it?
It's an old building. I never really thought I'd own it. I always loved it. It feels like home. Yeah. But I didn't want to see it close down, and it needed a lot of physical work to it. At the time, when they got it, it had been the same building since the 50s. It got remodeled after a fire that devastated that whole block.
That's right.
Yeah. And the roof was leaking, I don't know if you remember, badly. And it was a big bill to do that. And it was just, they wanted to kind of pursue other things too, especially Kostaki. And so, it worked out. I was in a position to keep it open. And I hated to see it close because it's the reason that we're here. It's the reason Dad went to school. It's the reason my brother, all our whole family did. And I have a lot of connections that way. And I just love going in there, seeing my grandfather's picture and just kind of giving him a quiet, thank you.
Absolutely.
For what you did, for being brave, for coming to start a life. If you do it again, please wind up in California. But
what was your grandpa's name?
His name was Angelo.
Angelo, okay. Okay, so that's the Angelo's Cafe mentality, because wasn't that the name of the other side for a while?
Well, it was the other side, and then we named it Angelo's.
Yeah,
and now we have the Angelo Burger on
that's
the menu.
Right, yeah.
But Evangelos is the name in Greek, which is Evan, but they called him Angelo. And, you name your first son after your father.
Oh, okay.
And you give him your middle name. That's why we have so many Georges. My dad was George.
Gotcha.
So my brother Evan's first son is George Evan.
Okay.
My brother Paul's first son is George Paul. My brother Peter's first son is George. So my first son is George Andrew. So.
Oh, okay.
So we've all got a bunch. It's crazy. It's like the Nico from, the Big Fat Greek Wedding. But.
That's cool, though. That's neat. And then what do we say? Your big boy job is Macon County title?
Well, I mean, that's the real job.
Your fun jobs are lock, stock, and the Lincoln?
Well, those are the least fun. Isn't that amazing? Honestly,
yeah.
the restaurant business is tough, as everybody, out there knows.
Yeah.
You see something like we're standing, I've said it before, but when you're in this room, you don't realize, you're kind of right in the heart of downtown here, and you can see out the windows, and there's traffic, and, you look that way, and you see, the Paco's that close, and people don't understand, oh, my God, I can't believe Paco's closed. Yeah. It's always so busy, and you're like, if you're a restaurant owner, you kind of understand.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of margins in food.
Mm.
You have to run perfectly.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
And to run perfectly, you have to do your ordering right. You have to, make sure all the money is accounted for. You have to have a component, either a late-night drinking component or maybe a gambling, where they come in to use the machines. And if you don't have some combination, it doesn't matter how busy you are. It's tough.
Yeah.
So support your local restaurants, or else they tend to disappear.
Yeah.
And that's all. We're trying to keep it, local. The food's good. It's clean. Their places are clean, and especially the lounge.
Yeah.
We put new floors in. We're always doing stuff.
Yeah, amazing. Del Kerman's West closed this week.
I just read that yesterday.
I never thought it was ever going to close. It's unbelievable. So I mean, it is a challenge for sure.
I know. If you were going to ask favorite pizza later, I was all over Del Carmen's, and now I never have to rethink.
You can still say it because it's probably coming.
Well, I mean, if it does, it does. But you know,
I've always felt like them and Sloan's is that's the top notchers there. And now West, I tried to call the other day. We tried to order it. I can't remember what day it was, and they didn't answer. It was Monday, because we thought, maybe they're closed on Monday like the other one is.
Well, I end up at Sloan's a couple days a week. Of course, they're in my back. Okay, so the title company is the main business.
Yep.
And that's really, I enjoy real estate. I really enjoy it, and I love doing the transactions. And Sloan's is, right in our alley. We got a great group on, just a block down of business owners right there on that block. And my kids are just in love with Sloan's. So they go over there, and we go over there and get a calzone.
Absolutely. Well, good stuff. You are aware of what we're about to do. We're running a little late. We got to get 3 minutes of fury.
See, I was hoping if we went long enough, I just could skip all that.
No, we got to see what you might accidentally say. So we'll get you on the fun question hot seat when we come back. All right, Andrew, who sings it?
Well, this is a classic Greek. I really like it. I wish we could just listen to it.
This probably would have been a perfect time. I don't know. Maybe you don't have anything to do with it, but I know Alex has tickets to the Greek dinner thing. But like, it's a chance to hear like Greek music and eat Greek food, right?
That's exactly right. We used to do it every year at the church, and now we've moved it out to the conference center. And I got to give kudos to my cousin Chris that we mentioned earlier that you went to school with, because he kind of thought of it. He works out there, and he's like, "Hey, let's do it out here." They got the perfect setup, because you know they're. You know, it's like any other church. At the end of the night, there's a handful of you that are, you know, there to clean up, and you're there till 5 in the morning, and then after 47 years of it, you go,
But Chris is going to come in and promote it. I saw him this weekend.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, I said, we'll pop in here, and we'll talk all about that, and then he can correct anything you did wrong, maybe.
Yeah, why not?
You said your grandpa got your eye asked you off the 19, what did you say, 20?
I think it was 21 when he came.
When is the Lincoln Line known as opening and becoming?
Well, 1933, really, after Prohibition. And it's been there ever since. And that's another reason why, you know, to keep it open. So,
all right. So I say you, but I don't mean you. We need to keep that place open at least to 2033, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 13 years minimum. We got to get this thing.
Let's do it.
Hammer this bad boy out. I mean, it's the stop almost every weekend night. Hopefully a lot of people think of it that way. As just a place you got to visit, you got it regularly. All right, let's. This isn't really a hot seat. You know, these questions are mostly fun, but some have made it a contest.
Well, you wouldn't tell me what they were going to be.
Who can answer the most? You know, no, because if you stop and think about it, you know, our high school students, they kind of knew it was coming and they'd have the perfect answer. I want you to accidentally say you love Miley Cyrus or something like that, you know, and then go, maybe I should have made that public. It's good. She's got. The name of the album's Bangers for a Reason. So it's a legit 3 minutes. Matt will give us a rundown, let us know where we are. You ready for this one, Matt?
I'm ready to go.
All right. We go Andrew Chilligaris with the Chilligaris family, long, legendary family in town. Andrew, for 3 minutes of fury. You ready?
Let's go.
I'm ready.
Five.
Here we go.
Four.
Andrew Chilligaris.
Three, two, one.
What's your middle name?
Philip.
Any nicknames?
Chili.
What's the best dish you cook?
Chili.
What's your go-to pizza place?
Well, Sloan's.
All right. What's your dream concert? They can be dead or alive.
Prince.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Green Bay Packers.
Who's going to win the Stanley Cup?
The St. Louis Blues.
Two in a row. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
No follow-up question. Have you ever waxed anything on your body?
Yeah.
You're going on a road trip. I knew it would be, yes. You're going on a road trip. You're at a gas station. What are you buying?
Beef jerky.
Beef jerky. Carmex Blistex Chapstick or Burt's Bees?
Oh, I like that Carmex in the jar.
There you go. Tombstone or Jack's?
Tombstone.
What's your McDonald's order?
Only breakfast there, so it'd be like a sausage biscuit with cheese.
Fair enough. Tell me a movie that's made you cry.
Charlotte's Web, way back in the day.
Oh, okay. How much sleep did you get last night?
6 hours.
Is there anything about you most people don't know about you?
I think I'm an open book. I mean, no.
All right.
What you see is what you get.
You got one song every morning you're going to wake up to for the rest of your life. What song do you pick?
Oh, my God. My kids and I play Who Let the Dogs Out every morning.
Every morning?
Yeah, Who Let the Dogs.
TV show you've seen every episode of. I don't see you watching a lot of TV.
You know what? I'm watching this Mandalorian right now. That's pretty cool. And I watch Below Deck on Bravo.
All right. One skill you don't know at all, but you're confident with time you can become an expert at it.
You
can pass. Man. You can pass if you don't have one.
I'll pass.
How do you drink your coffee?
Black.
Who's the best hockey player ever?
Well, ever, you'd have to go with Gretzky. But, you know, I didn't watch a lot of Gretzky growing up, so I have other favorite hockey players. But he's
Who's your favorite hockey player ever?
Ryan O'Reilly.
If I'm at goalie and you got 10 shots, how many do you get past me?
You at goalie?
I'm at goalie.
9.
That's fair.
And a half.
What's the best whiskey or scotch or bourbon on the market?
Oh, that's got to be Booker's.
What was your first pet?
A dog named Cassandra, beautiful Dalmatian.
Favorite movie ever?
Oh, my God, I'm an idiot. I like Hangover, the Dodgeball.
All right.
You can dodge a wrench, but you can't dodge a ball.
Other than our current mayor, of course.
30 seconds.
Name somebody that would make a great mayor one day.
Oh, great mayor? Kevin Brahaney.
Pie or cake?
Pie.
Who plays you in a movie about you?
Oh, Lord. Adrian, what's that guy's name from Adrian Grenier? Or what?
Yeah, okay, that's good. Will you ever bring Zamora back to the Lincoln?
I want to. Love it.
Name a person you look up to, dead or alive.
My father.
You're dying for a burger, where do you go?
A Crekle's smashed.
How do you order your steak?
Medium plus.
And over.
There it is. Andrew Chiligaris. That wasn't too bad, was it?
That was not as bad as I thought. I thought you were going to ask wacky stuff.
I didn't get to some of them. Yeah, there's some wacky stuff in there.
I like the music the best, I think. That was that J-Lo Bond, or what was it?
That was Mission Impossible. That was the remake of the Mission Impossible theme.
The Zamora question got added late. We had a caller calling and ask. Why did it go away? Was it harder to get?
Calling in? Well, hey, you know, back to Uncle George. Uncle George grew that Zamora into a brand.
Is that the black licorice one?
No, that's
Uzo. Okay, because that's awful.
he used to have a poster with him drinking Uzo, and he had a face like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
And then he had a picture of him drinking Zamora, and it was like, ah.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Zamora was wonderful. He imported it. He knew the people that made it there in Greece, and he and my father actually started a company to import it, and they brought over a couple of shipments, and then the laws change on importing, and we'd had to bring over like a whole container full, and it got difficult, and then the bottle sizes changed, so everything that you sell in a bar has to be like a liter, and they didn't have liters over there. So
it's all linked to legalities.
You know, it's the red tape that gets you.
Can you walk into any bar in Greece and get Zamora?
No, it's a more of a specialty liqueur.
Oh, okay.
But I would love to see that back. But really, it takes a guy like Uncle George to build it up. Because you used to walk in there, and he'd be there, or my Uncle Jim, every day. And they'd, say, hey, try this, and you go, oh, my God, that's good. And then you tell your friends.
Do you still have Uzo?
We do.
Do you like it?
I do now. I'll tell you, there's a small story. It was the first thing I ever overindulged on.
Okay.
And I was in Greece at the time. And we were 16. Well, it was 15.
And it was black licorice flavored liquor?
Yeah. And we were on this boat in between Italy and Greece. Because you fly into Italy, and then you take this boat over to Greece, and it was a ferry. Okay. And it was rocking like, like a waterbed from the
70s. Oh,
you know,
I see. Okay, like, yeah.
No,
that sounds awful.
And one of the kids bought some of that because, they don't care in Greece. I go, oh, yeah, you want some kid here? And I took a couple pulls, and next thing you know, I was on the side just going. So I couldn't drink it for a solid 20 years. I'd smell it, and it'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
But now that gets the party started.
It's how you, and how you start the night. All right. Cool stuff. Fun stuff.
Are we done?
I hope you had fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got treats to give out, so hopefully we'll.
Andrew, by the way, has brought up he wants to question me. I think after a few months, we might let everybody throw questions.
That's happening for
Matt,
sure.
Whether Matt does it or not. Yeah. I plan on eventually putting Matt on this.
That's going to happen.
Well, Matt, why not? We got to put Eric in the hot seat.
For sure.
And none of these baby questions, like what's your middle name, right?
No. We're hitting hard. Back in the TQT.
You say that like you want me to come at you with the hard-hitting questions, like what's your worst relationship failure? You don't want to tell those stories.
No, that's... What's left to be cried about yourself?
Did anybody ever make you cry? Did anybody pick on you in school?
Yeah, I've been fat my whole life. That's why I make fun of myself, because I'm used to it. But one question you can ask me. What do you got? You got one on the top of your head?
Off the top of my head. What did you want to be when you grew up? What was the first thing you wanted to be in life?
A pro baseball player.
That was easy for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've thought a lot of questions. I've thought how I'd answer them that I ask, and then I've thought other questions are really interesting. That is a question that is on the list that I didn't ask you.
Do you ever think you could be a professional rap star?
No.
Okay.
No. Which TV
have you ever thought about it?
I can do a lot of songs.
You can flow.
I can do a lot, but I could not be witty and write my own stuff. I can sing an Eminem song. I can sing Tupac songs. I can hit every. It doesn't mean it's entertaining. But. I could not write. Yeah,
sure.
I wrote a little poetry back when I was a kid.
Post Malone can sleep well tonight. Then you're not coming for him.
He's not a rap star.
Well, he's R&B. Would you call him R&B?
Yeah,
Or just pop.
Yeah, I'd call it. Well, I'd call him. Gosh, I don't know. He wouldn't want to be called pop, but he almost is pop.
Well, he's having a big concert in St. Louis.
Yeah. That's right. Is it at the stadium? Is it at Bush?
It's at the Enterprise Center where the Blues play.
You going?
I'm thinking about it just because.
It won't quite be Timberlake.
You got to stay plugged into the kids. You know. See what they're, whatever they like, you got to know.
That would it will not be the worst show you ever see. That's what I would think. Because the more and more songs I hear, I'm like, this is Post 2? Because I didn't think I was going to like him.
Mm-mm.
And he was on Fallon, and he's a really funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Fallon said, he had just gotten, I don't know if his album went platinum or he found out he was up for Grammy. He said, and Fallon goes, what do you do to celebrate? He goes, Olive Garden. Like, he literally goes to Olive Garden all the time to celebrate.
I like Olive Garden.
But you wouldn't think stars would go to Olive. That wouldn't be their answer.
Well, he's kind of out
there. He's a pretty normal dude. So then they went to Olive Garden with Fallon, and they did a funny bit together.
Fun fact, there's a girl from Decatur who worked on his tour last year. And she said he's just off the wall, and he's just creative all the time.
That's pretty neat.
He's like in a different level creative.
You look at a guy with tattoos
sleeps
all
like
over
2 hours
face.
A night. If you ask him how many hours you sleep, he might say none.
Yeah.
But he gets up and goes to the show, he said.
Yeah.
She said.
Well, I mean, that's, I don't know. His singing talent isn't the best.
No.
And he'll tell you that, too. Like, he has to auto-tune. He's not that good of a, he'll tell you, he said on Fallon, I'm not a good singer.
I auto-tuned for this for this radio
that would have, yeah, it would have been perfect.
I was tweaking it while we were gone because I wanted to make it a little lower. So I thought,
I don't think you got to work too hard for that. He's Andrew Chiligaris. We'll have all this up and ready to track on NowDecatur.com and listen back to and the app and all the free stuff. Have fun.
Thank
Good
you.
To see you. Good to see you. Visit,
good to see you, Matt.
Visit the Lincoln Lounge. Visit Lock, Stock, and Barrel. And Maine County Title.
Okay.
Do people just call Maine County? I've never bought a house or anything.
Well, if you buy or sell a house, then you've only got two choices, and we feel like we offer the best service. And, you know, Alex is there and the whole staff. You know, it's like a family there, and I think they might be listening. I don't know, but if you are, I really do love everybody. We have 10 people in the office, and we get stuff done every day. Like we're closing on farms and houses, and it's really kind of one of those businesses that nobody knows anything about.
Yeah.
But without it, you wouldn't know what to do. So,
well, I know you keep Alex busy because
he's great.
He's way too busy to go buy a ring.
Alex and oh my God, I hope she's not listening.
I give them enough beef in person. I think.
Well, then he can handle it. But Bob does a great job there, and all of them.
That's cool.
Jody and Georgia and Chris and Karina and
you really
Sonia and
business
Julie.
Owners can only be as good as the people you surround yourself
That's
with,
what
right?
you got to do.
Yeah.
That was my secret because, you know, they wonder where I am mostly.
He's coming back from St. Louis.
Here I come, guys.
He went to Post
Malone. Act busy for the next 15 minutes.
We break. Don't run off.